Hi, Bob. John from Vancouver Island. I was wondering about charge in electricity. Negative and positive charge, I always found funny because it seemed to me that both negative and positive would start somewhere earlier and then divide up.
It depends on how many protons. Your words are true, but it depends on how many protons.
So charge is already a particle.
If it's carried by a single proton, the elementary charge usually denotes as E, or sometimes Q, is an electric charge carried by a single proton, or equivalently, the negation or the opposite of an electric charge carried by a single electron. The fundamental physical constant. So you don't get confused. You do an elementary positive charge, and you measure of the value. It's approximately 1.602176565 10^9 - 19. But in the CDC system, E would be 4.8032042 × 10^-10. We're not talking about quantitative references, but if you go out from those formulas, then the Coulombs would work it out, wouldn't it not?
I'm not so much into the math.
That's not the math. That's what they are. That's not the math. You asked about the potency of charge. You wanted to know the difference of electricity that already was from a positional covalent electric charge or an elementary charge, okay? And that is equal to the negation or the opposite of an electric charge carried by a single electron. But you're talking about a proton, electricity, yes? So it's value to gauge that it is. And if you don't have the Coulombs in place, then in any CGS system, you'd never be able to know.
You once talked about positron in connection with the white stone. When you said that, I didn't really know what a positron was, so it's sort of like antimatter.
It's more like a Franklin.
What's the Franklin, Ian?
It's FR, electrostatic unit of charge, ESU.
What'd you say about the white stone there, John?
When this came up, I was mentioning that at a point there was a discussion whether electricity was alive,
yes,
like an animal, or more like a stone.
We can prove that.
Well, to me, it's both.
No, it's not both. It is alive. And
okay.
If a Coulomb, one Coulomb, is equal to, more or less equal to, the arrow goes both ways, 2997924580. Step C, which then is the equivalency of 3.00 × 10^9 stat C for electric charge. Now, if you're going for an electric displacement field, that's 1 C over M2 equals 4π × 2997942458 × 10^-4 stat C / CM squared. The wavy equals 3.77 × 10^6 stat C over CM squared. That's the displacement field. Now, we can get very technical here because now, you see, the numbers that we're talking about, it's 2997924580, 10 times the value of speed of light in meters per second.
What is 10 times?
Electric displacement field.
Field, okay.
And you're asking specifically about, we do electricity because, see, you humans, we've done Coldplay and you all don't even know what electricity is. That's why we have such great fun in discussing it because we always take it to a position that's basically a static Coulomb is closer to everyday charges. It's almost electrostatic.
Can you define
a CGS? We will. we are right now. A CGS base unit is what you're looking for. Yes?
Basically, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
It's two stationary objects, each carrying a charge of one stat C, and 1 centimeter apart, will electrically repel each other with a force of one dyne, D-Y-N-E. This repulsion is governed by the Coulomb's law, which in the Gossepian CGS system states F equals Q1, Q2 over R2. F is the force, Q1 and Q2 are the two charges, and R is the distance between the charges. If you do dimensional analysis on Coulomb's law, the dimension of electrical charge of CGS must be a mass 1/2 length 2/3 seconds time minus 1. Now, the statement's not true in SI units. You can be more specific in like definition above by plugging in F1 to dyne Q1 equals Q2 equals 1 stat C and R equals 1 cm. You get 1 stat C equals G 1/2 cm 3/2 S-1 as expected. Does that help?
Does that have anything to do with Coldplay?
Yes.
Boy, John, you've evoked the whole math system.
Yeah,
here.
I did, yeah.
Interesting.
Well, he asked the question about electricity and how the dispersion fields connect. And he asked it the right way because he didn't ask about what electricity is. He knows he doesn't know what electricity is. He wanted to know if there was basically a way to calculate the distance in between one proton and one electron. So he asked it perfectly.
But John's not interested in math.
We don't care what John's interested in.
Yeah, I know. That's good. No, that's good. But I want to see what John thinks he's interested in about electricity if it's not the math. Well, what is it, John?
What is it? You know,
you can't even answer the degree of separation questions. We can't either.
So you're interested in the white stone. Can you go back to there, what you were going to relate to that?
Well, what surprised me was when Ion said that the white stone there was also the discussion on refractions. Ion used the word refraction. We talked about the white color of the stone, so that means there's no pigment.
White is a pigment.
Yeah, white is a pigment. But what about radiated light? That's a different thing. You know, white would include all frequencies in radiated light. So depending on what you're talking about, is it radiated light or is it reflected
light? It's not. No, you need to go to Revelation 2:17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcometh, I will give to eat of the hidden manna. That's your question.
Uh-huh.
And I will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving that he receiveth it.
That's the famous thing about Carol naming the stone.
That's right, yeah.
So we're trying to figure out what your question is.
Ion said that it was made of positrons. That's what I recall.
That's right.
Which is antimatter. Antimatter.
No, it is not. Not when you can have negative pH, it isn't.
The antimatter is a very nebulous thing. I've done a lot with Ion on that, and Ion basically doesn't recognize antimatter.
Okay, what's a positron?
A positively charged atom.
Positively charged atom?
Yep.
And then together with that, you mentioned carbon being infinite information capacity.
Yes.
So you're linking or polarizing the positron with carbon.
Yeah, and that's explained in Isaiah 62, verse 2.
There's a lot of chemistry and physics in the Bible, John.
We're just non-physical. Don't mind that.
So carbon, as an infinite capacity for information, is polarized against positron, which is what the white stone is. That's what Ion's saying.
Yeah, and John 6:49 says your ancestors ate the manna of the wilderness, yet they died.
They ate ball. They swallowed the golden calf.
They had to because Moses fucked them up. Aaron crafted it, his brother, because he had to. And they poured that molten gold down their throat hole. Try that, darling. That'll get you going. Hey, that'll work you better than some dose of salts. Molten gold. Try some of that.
When I first started researching positrons, it sounded to me like it was antimatter, but Ion, you're saying it's not.
No.
What is antimatter today, Ion?
There is no antimatter.
All right, so he says no.
There is no antimatter.
Many years ago, thought was antimatter, pre-thought. We have had different statements by Ion, but overall, there is no antimatter.
Just go back. There's a quiz. We told you what a positron was, correct?
Positively charged atom. Okay.
It's not an anti-electron. It's not the antiparticle. It's not the antimatter counterpart of an electron. Do you see? There's the trouble. A positron has an electric charge of plus 1e, a spin of a half, and it has the same mass as an electron. Okay? But when the low-energy positron collides the low-energy electron, the annihilation occurs. That's why we say it's not that at all. You prove that with when you shoot it down in gamma rays and photons. When you start that, it doesn't work. So now you have to call it a positron emission of radioactive decay. And that's what we're saying. We can take the half-life of, say, H197 and make it stable. When you make it stable, all this half-life business is gone. And once the half-life business is gone, it changes everything. So there is no antimatter.
And so you're making it stable by
Insulinos. Super
yeah,
sure. That stuff that doesn't exist.
Are you talking stabilizing within the body or under any condition?
Under every condition. On your ball of wax as you know it now. You will make Fukushima reign supreme. Purple will rule.
That's how you make the RNA drops as part of the process, John, is the stabilizing H197.
Hold on. Slow down. Bob's just full of all kinds of delicious candor. That's not what he's asking at all.
That's why you two are the comedy duo.
He's asking for the specific ohmerage, the ohmerage that allows electricity to flow. He's asking the right questions. It's what makes the white stone float.
So here's why I'm confused.
Good.
It's around ohmage.
Ohmerage. Uh-huh.
I know what's his name's law. Where?
Oh Lord, the Newtonian view.
No. Oh, I suppose. Okay, yeah, I suppose it is. I never thought of it that way.
We'll have to call on the resting soul of Galileo to straighten that one out, won't we?
voltage is current times resistance according to that law.
Yeah, but it isn't. Then how do you explain how three phase works? If that's true, how do you have an amperage in a three phase electrical flow that works under that definition?
You said three phase?
Yeah. Type of See, what we're trying to say is that the definition is too clever by half because it doesn't apply to all electricity. It can apply in some flowing, putting electricity in a river and seeing how far the electricity goes. Okay, fine. If you ground it correctly, you can get an amp to make a watt to balance. You see, you can do that, but it doesn't work every time, so it doesn't work at all. Doesn't move a grid, so it doesn't work at all. That's when you get back to the point by the definition that you created, you don't even know what electricity is. We keep telling you, and you keep saying, no, it's something else. And we go, okay, but it's not that. and you keep doing things to it, and it keeps becoming
a
self-depleting resource that is not resourceful at all.
So when you have ownerage, you're actually doing something wrong.
No,
or you're wasting the energy.
When you're having ownerage, you're measuring the amount of resistance. If you can dispel ownerage, then there is
no resistance. That's what I'm getting at.
But that's not the fault. That's the outcome. That's not the problem. That's the solution.
The solution is getting rid of ownerage.
Correct. That's why gravity is affected by ownerage.
You're talking about electricity affects gravity.
And, of course it does. That's what you use to overcome it, is it not?
Electricity is pure relational. It's relational. Any relational.
Interrelational.
Right. The first falling, John, the first time reality fell slightly, electricity showed up. Because a relation was established, an ascended position has no relations to anything.
And they had a baby, and the baby was DC. Then the baby liked boys and girls, so then he was ACDC. And then they had to decide if they was going to be a pitcher or a catcher. And then they decided they didn't go both ways. And so now you have a converter, so you can have an ACDC. And then the ACDC something hard in the watermelon hay with weevils wobble, but they don't fall down.
Wow, that explains everything.
Well, of course, it lightens it up a little, doesn't it?
Are you talking about tides, web and flow?
Yes, we are. Very good. He's our resident electrical engineer. We like him very much because he don't talk good, but he understands very well. He's very good. And he'll go back and lay this all down, our numbers, because you weren't interested in the math, but others were. And so now we have put it down so that really smart people can get a hold of it.
Hey, Bob.
It's hysterical. We think it's
you were used.
Hey, Bob.
You were blatantly used.
You were used.
Yeah. When Ian was doing the numbers, I realized I'd evoked that, so I just kept silent because I knew it was for those who love the good numbers.
Right.
And I'm thinking,
we were going.
And one of my complaints was, when does Ian ever do the numbers? Well, he just fucking did, big time.
He's done it before occasionally to us, but that was very in-depth.
Oh, that was fantastic.
You've now come to the time. You're at the River Jordan. You fought this fight, blah, 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 blah. You've come into this place where now it's either shit or get out the pot. It's now time to cross the River Jordan and go to the Promised Land or let them devour you. Makes no difference. Besides, you're still God either way. We'll still love you if it's 10 million miles away. We'll still love you even if we remove you from this planet. And all the remembrance of you is completely exhumed, removed, as though you never were on this ball of wax. We can do that. But it's not as much fun. More fun with you in it. But see, in your vulnerable state of a pre-ascension, you are pre-ascending. In your pre-ascension, even Jesus says, don't touch me. My ascension isn't complete. It's a very particular, specific thing, this ascension. Now it's time to cross the River Jordan and embody the land of the giants. The land of the giants. In the land that our grandchildren knew. It's great fun. We're sorry we get preachy every once in a while. But when you hear Bestel Goodman singing, Looking for a City, gosh, if that don't get you riled up, you would sweat.
John, you had a certain question about the white stone. Let's try to unravel that. I mean, you got the answer, but then there's still the questions to say, to articulate. Doesn't matter what order they come in.
You had the orgasm. Now, where's the orifice, right?
Right. Yeah.
We're gonna up the answer for morphology. Bring her right over here. Come here, Nancy. Let's get it right. What do y'all got us into? terrible.
So,
you've got to sound like...
So you were... There was something about the...
We got the vapors over here. Let's go right back. Let's go on. You didn't do Isaiah, so it must have been too important, wasn't it?
I think Ion's got a bias toward orifices.
Of course.
To really like them.
Of course. Everything that moves that you all bump into is pre-coitus, post-coitus, or in-coitus. Or mad because you don't have coitus. Or your remembrance of when you did engage in coitus. It's a biological function that you desire. And you don't even know why. But you, when you start the histings, when those histings, the dopamines, and all the different fluids start engaging that would bring you into a position of engagement, those are the autonomic responses that we're trying to get you. That's as close to God as you're going to get. That's when you're as close to it, because your body kicks in autonomically. Once you get so far down the rabbit hole, there ain't enough angels in heaven or devils in hell to stop you going on through, right?
Charge.
That drive is the drive that makes God move. So that's why we like our little earth. We do indeed.
When the Lord said, "Let there be light," did the Lord have an audience when he said that?
Yes, he did. Actually, he said, "Let the Bible be read." So it is written. So it was read.
And then we're having this discussion about it.
Well, we're desperately trying to bring you into a place where you can know how to change the sacrifice to idols into a God's position of Exodus 16:31, Numbers 11:7, Exodus 16:35, Joshua 5:12, Psalm 78:23-25, John 6:1-14, John 6:31-35. John 6:48-51, John 6:57-58, Exodus 16:32-34, Hebrews 9:4, Exodus 16:32-34, Hebrews 2:4-7, Hebrews 9:4, John 6:31-33, John 6:48-51, Revelation 19:9.
These are all about coming into power.
The light.
The light.
Yeah. Pergamum.
Yeah.
The light and
Pergamum. Let me make it
Pergamum. This is about life.
So, Judd, the Bible was written for this moment where Ion is giving the light, you know, exposing and x-raying this situation. So all the issues in the Bible were only for this moment. Well, how big was this moment? I don't know. But it's at least tonight.
Okay. From the perspective of the saints of Pergamum, the hidden manna was a reminder of God's provision in spite of deprivation. The person leaving the state church might be deprived of his job and welfare, but in spite of what he may be deprived of, God provides sustenance.
And that began with the drops. Now we've got the living water and the bread of life.
Well, unless you got to go to the wrong place, though. See, when the white stone comes in, you derive an understanding from an imaginary from the pagan cultures, and it's not that at all.
When I said, "Did God have an audience?" you said yes.
Yeah, he did.
The reason I asked that question was because in the essence of words, creating, I recall you saying that it needs to be communicated to someone else. And so I thought, if that's what's required, then God would have had to have had an audience. And you say, yes, he did.
Ra in heaven upon the earth.
Right.
Now, but Holy, say, Ra entered the head of the holy mariners, established himself upon the throne of the two horizons. The holy one of the grown old. He dribbled at the mouth, and spittled and fell upon the earth, and slobbered and dropped on the ground. And Isis kneaded it with the earth in her hand, and formed thereof a sacred serpent in the form of a spear. She set it nigh the right hand of her face, and let it lie upon the ground on the path, whereby the great God went forth according to the heart's desire.
What are you quoting here?
Double kingdom. Book of the Dead.
Oh, but they did finally. The Egyptian Book of the Dead or Tibetan?
Egyptian. There is no Tibetan. Okay. Only Egyptian. Tibetan is a variegation of it. We don't like variegations. So get right with God or get out.
Yeah, so let there be light is a requirement. It's not an ascended situation. So therefore it's relational. There has to be an audience. The requirement of an audience is the reason there's a light, and that's a fallen state.
If a bear shits in the woods, do you smell it?
It sounds as though it's coming from a place of lack. We don't have light.
That's what it
so.
Is, yeah. That's relational. That's electricity. That's the beginning of
the
electricity.
Lack,
when
the lack,
there be
the
light.
Lack is the, that's why you have to have the electricity, because you said there was a light, but it's not from a state of lack. It's from a state of, I know what light was, and now I don't have it. So I want light back. So let my light so shine before men that they see my good works and glorify my Father which is in heaven, which reminds me that I am indeed God.
That becomes a charged situation.
Positronically.
Positronically, good. Okay, John.
I'm glad there's archives.
Well, no, we've done them 3 times already. This is the future. Get to the back, so we did this already. We got you smart enough to ask this question now, so when you listen to it in the future, that your past will be straightened out. But yeah,
absolutely.
You got it. Did. Perfect.
So the word "let" in "let there be light."
To lend, said Indy.
To lend.
To lend. Lend.
Right.
To borrow. Right.
Let there be light. Let's borrow the light.
Yeah.
Because light doesn't operate in a vacuum, remember?
I was talking about the word let. We arrived at it means to borrow.
Yes.
That means the light already existed and God's borrowing it.
Take 3. You are borrowing it because you're God and you don't know it. So you have to borrow it because God would just make light. You can't. You have to have light provided to you. God doesn't have things provided for it. It is that. So because you don't know your God, in plate 3, translation, it's thoroughly, thoroughly, thoroughly explained. Weighing the heart of the dead. The hall of the double law or truth.
What was your initial interest in the white stone, John?
He said, white stone? Was there a white stone? That was a long time ago. Come on.
I first heard about it when Ion responded to me talking about electricity.
We had the same conversation with Anubis. The same thing happened. And we had the exact same outcome. We had this shocking little bell.
So it just went from that to white stone to positron, which is then polarized against carbon. So that was the chain that I recall.
Good, good. And hydrogen 197. Which is not an isotope anymore. Good. You got it. That's great.
Does that have anything to do with tritium?
No.
No. Okay.
Tritium and osmium are done for different applications. The same reason of why you'd want to melt titanium. It applies.
So tritium in the human body would have deleterious effects?
Not necessarily. You could soak in it. Be all right. Washing it. That'd be fun.
I heard someone talk about that area. She'd studied radiation for a number of years.
Lord, suffering.
Yeah, okay.
Lord, they studied it because they don't know shit. That's the whole thing. If you know it, you don't have to study it all.
Hey, John, the reason I'm so arrogant about what everybody knows is that we've made the cold fusion. I know this, and it's based on principles that our modern physics is nowhere near. So I am not impressed with anybody who's got anything saying about it. They all need to look at our situation, then try to figure something out. That's why Ryan is not going to be impressed.
We like Thoth. Thoth was the personification of intelligence. The heart of Ra.
Is there much of Thoth in the Egyptian Book of the Dead?
Yes. The devourer of Amenti.
The Book of the Dead comes after the Emerald Tablets, correct?
Dude.
The Book of the Dead is a more priestly, bureaucratic, screwed up kind of translation, just because they could do it.
Yeah, Osiris was a bitch.
See, the frustrated thought. Incomplete thought.
My heart, my mother, my heart, my mother, my heart comes to being, may there be nothing through this. In me, my judgment, in there, no opposition to me from Takarak, and then no parting from thee, and the rest of him who keepeth in scale. Thou art my cow and my body, which knitteth the strength of my limbs. Mayest thou come forth in place of happiness, for which I am ever advancing. And it goes on and on and on and on and on. Can you lie? You've spoken as you're a bitch. Good to hear it for you.
Whereas old thought, he just laid it out in 15 tablets, maybe 16.
No problem.
Okay, John, back to you.
The divine beings is the section you're fixing to come to now, and we're ready to bring you.
Okay, knowing. Okay, so knowing, I don't even want to think about knowing.
Don't think, no. If you know, then you don't think.
Here's the problem for me, Ion.
It's not a problem.
I'm thinking all the time. So I'm aware as I'm thinking knowing.
How's that working out for
you? No comment.
Here's the proper way to respond to that is say, didn't say. I didn't say.
All right.
But you didn't say, so that's all you're saying is that you didn't say. Is that needless to say? Wait a minute, if it's needless to say, why would you say it? Oh, because you didn't say, that's why. Good, you got it. Great of God, the Lord of Amenti. Yep. Maybe we should send them all to hell and go from the Book of the Dead and bring them back that way. We can do that. If you want to. We can do it the triumphant way, the whole end right.
I mean, you could do it right now. You could send us to hell right now.
Fuck yeah.
Okay, let's go, guys.
No.
All right, you're going. If you're afraid, you're going. I'm not afraid.
You're so quick to take us back.
The point is, you can do it the Horace way. You can do it the Horace way. Send it all to hell, dash it all, get it over with, and bring you back as God. Might be easier than trying to convince you that you're God and you're a little man. Stick that. You have a thick sack. That'll catch on, Dr. Me. Better trademark it quick before the bastions do.
Is there a formula which can activate energy in the atmosphere or the environment?
You know, that was that formula, sugar.
That's the eye cell. Is that, what did you say that's the eye cell ion?
No, not the eye cell. The eye cell is not electricity. The eye cell.
All that math that he gave, that was the question that I wrote down for today.
What is the question, Barbara, so I can get it right?
Is there a formula which can activate the energy in the air, the atmosphere, and or the environment?
You meant electricity.
Yeah, free energy.
Very good. Yeah, so yeah, that's all been answered for you.
It's not about free energy. Now, screw that shit. It doesn't cost.
Okay.
You may charge for it, but it doesn't cost.
Well, okay, that's what I meant.
Because Coldplay makes more electricity. So it's still inside the electricity relationalness.
If you could dispel the ohmridge, then you won't have a need of electricity.
Now, well, hold on. It's sort of like a cart and a horse, isn't it? Ask it again.
I thought you said when you can dispel ohmridge, then you don't have resistance, and you can have unlimited energy. Electricity?
It is unlimited. It's all unlimited, but the only limit is ohmridge, resistance. That is the only drawback, is resistance.
We don't want resistance.
We don't care. You don't care. You promise you don't care. There's lots of resistance.
Barbara, resistance is the destruction of energy into heat, or I should say conversion.
Very good. Very good. So that's where calories come from, the heat exchange. Calories make you fat. Calories make you hot.
Burning calories makes you hot.
No, calories makes you hot.
Okay.
Burning calories don't.
How would you burn one anyway?
Precisely.
Exercise, I thought.
No, you got to do it in a, you have to roll the bowl.
Right, exercise. When you're exercising, walking, running,
oh,
whatever.
No.
You're not burning calories when you're doing that?
Nope. You're consuming them. You're not burning them. There's a difference.
Well, then do we even burn calories? We just consume them.
No, you don't. You just
consume them. We don't. Okay.
You say, I got to quit eating. I got to quit eating calories because I'm getting fat. We go, what the fuck does that have to do with anything? It doesn't. You eat 10,000 calories a day and you're skinny and irregular. Go figure that one out.
Oh, well, my metabolism is good.
Why do you even know what your metabolism is? How can it be good?
It's the only show I know where people phone in to get abused.
Well, it's not abusive. It's just how ridiculous. Yeah.
Oh, no. You listen to Michael Savage, John, and these right-wing guys. They abuse you with blunt bullshit that's very limited in the conceptual range.
Yeah.
Ryan's not abusing us. He is
no, okay, wrong word.
Yeah.
You've been abusing us all your life. Ryan is teaching you something.
I'm paying attention to make sure.
Now Bob is abusing you because he brings up my
yeah, I do the
abuse.
Bob is
abusing. Bob
Bob's ready to take us to hell.
He wants to send you to hell. That's right. He's
like, come on.
Nobody would go with me.
He's going to crown Alt Slack and Reverend Stang to the Church of the 17th.
Ion.
Blessings, y'all. This is us. Blessings, y'all. Hope you the last holes recover.
Is the sun a production of energy from another dimension?
No. Okay. It's not even a production of energy at all.
Is the sun hot?
No.
You said that sun was sacrificed.
Yes, that's exactly right. Very good. We like this one, Bob. He actually pays the attention.
Sun is sacrificed? Can you explain more about that?
Joseph Ken, he got it. Tear it up, baby.
Joseph.
Come on. Joseph, pronounce it right.
Joseph, can you explain what you mean by that? The sun is a sacrifice?
Those words was from Ion. Ion has told that.
Yeah, well, now they're your words. You just said it. I don't tell her what you mean. Come on. You big old guy.
I was restricting your words. What is the representation of a sun? Sun is representing what?
Electricity.
No, it is not electricity. No, it is not electricity. There is
sure,
electricity.
You sure of that?
The sun is not hot. It doesn't make electricity. Solar panels do not convert that energy into electricity. It does not work that way. Try it.
Okay, so what is electricity? What is electricity?
If that were true, nothing. There's none.
No relationship?
If that were true, there'd be enough solar energy to run all the world for enough energy forever. Day and night, night and day.
If what were true?
If the sun was energy and it was beaming on the earth, and that was energy, then guess what? It'd be enough to run the whole wide world forever. You'd have an unlimited supply, always, 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 but it's not.
Are you talking about reflection?
Refraction, yes, we are.
Refraction implies lens.
Well, it is.
Is it connected to another dimension?
No, you've got to use lens, Barbara.
Okay.
So maybe it's focusing another world.
Good. Okay. We got that. But it has to do with other dimensions, but that's not the answer to your question.
So what is it, like compressing other dimensions? No.
No.
Well, there's something going on there.
Let's go back to Perth and look at the painting and look at the signals or the symbols. They'll line up. There's a particular...
When I look at... it's like a cross.
It can be. Yes, that's right. That's right. That's good. That's another good clue. The rings and arms.
Ion. Hello?
Hey.
This is a basic kindergarten angel diagram question. The thick ring on the outer edge, is that the 14th ring?
Too kindergarten-ish. Have you done the Revelation series yet?
Yes, I have.
All right. What did we say it was? Covalent bonding.
Bert, what was your question?
I'm trying to outline the rings, but I get more than 14 if I include the dark, thicker ring. So I was trying to find out if the thick ring is the 14th. But it appears that it is something different if he's mentioning covalent bonding with the
How many rings do you count?
I get 15 if I include the thick rings.
No, it's 14. It's actually like 13. But the thick ring represents the 13th ring, and then the non-ring around that is the 14th ring. So the thick ring is like two rings. Isn't that right, Brian?
There's a real thin ring, and then you got a gap, and then you got the real thick ring.
I think that the thin ring is 12, and the thick ring is 13 and 14. But there are it's only 14 rings.
Okay, so if there's 5 or 200 or 10,000, you asked about the 14th ring, and you got an answer. The 14th ring, you wanted to know that reason for.
Because I'm trying to outline the 14 rings, because you referenced last week regarding the ox and the calf, that there's a representation of the chemical outline in the fourth and fifth ring. So I'm trying to find the fourth and fifth ring. That's why I asked that.
Then go to Ezekiel 37.
The entire Ezekiel?
What's interesting, 37. Brian, Bird, is that you can't see the 14 rings. They're obvious to me and Brian because we've been trained by Ion in the rewrite.
Oh,
but
Lord,
I remember before.
They've been
over
everything a rabbit can do and stuff. Don't let him tell you that it was an easy thing. It was a white knuckled flight.
I didn't say it was a fucking easy thing. Let me say what I was going to say. So, you know, when we first looked at the diagram, I couldn't even see it. It was just so complicated, I didn't even look at it. So we gradually worked our way through it, went many, many hours, and then gradually it all made sense. So it's funny, we can see it, and I find it odd that you can't, but I have to remember that I couldn't see it before we were trained.
Ion, I want to go back to your sewage reference we made last week. Is there a change taking place in the meat sack that makes the sewage edible, or is the sewage being edible due to the particle changes?
Ezekiel chapter 2. For they are impudent children and stiff-hearted. I do not send thee unto them, and thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord God. They, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are a rebellious house, yet shall ye know that there hath been a prophet among them. And thou shalt speak my words unto them, whether they will hear or whether they will forbear, for they are most rebellious.
I have no idea.
What's Bert supposed to do about that? Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm
okay, yeah.
That's the part where you go, yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker, and move on, okay?
Yippee-ki-yay,
it's all good.
Ian, did you say it's better when you're using your words to create to say it in front of another creator?
It's not required. You still create, but you'll be more careful of your creations if you are the God that created it. See, you got a whole sub-layers. There's tangent upon tangent upon tangent of worlds, people falling in and out. You know this better than all of them piled up, put together, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing for Pete's sake. Of all the people on the planet, you know this. So the point becomes the essence of who's hearing your creation. And when we say in front of another God is a good way to do it. Not required, but it is better. Some people are taking social media and creating all kinds of things.
That's what I was getting at when I was talking about let there be light.
Yes, we know. And we didn't buy it, did we?
I'm not sure what you did.
He didn't buy it, but it was okay. It was a nice shot, and it was a nice parallel. And I'm sure Oprah Winfrey will have a special on it one day, and you'll enjoy it thoroughly.
Ion, if the sun's not hot, why do we feel the warmth from the sun?
Because of the refraction of the energy that's in you. Sun's not shining on you. You're shining on the sun, darling.
That's why the sun is sacrificed.
That's right. Very good.
Say that again about the sun is a sacrifice.
It's not a sacrifice. That's why the sun is sacrificed. That's Revelations 21:23.
That's the boy. That's why he's driving them lampstands, y'all.
Wait, so where,
So we're shining on the sun?
That lighting, yes. Loving fucker. We just love him.
We're bigger than Jupiter, Eliza.
The fulfillment of the law. Matthew 5:17-20. Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen, will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Therefore, everyone who sets aside one of the least of the commandments and teaches accordingly will be called the least in the kingdom.
His son representing the heart.
Genesis 6:5.
That was the story about Anubis and Ra, with the weighting of the heart and the feather.
And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
Is this related to why the heart is separated in the body?
Yes. Genesis 8:21. And the Lord smelled a soothing aroma. Then the Lord said to his heart, in his heart, I will never again curse the ground for man's sake, although the imagination of a man's heart is evil from his youth, nor will I again destroy every living thing that I have done.
So any amount of so-called bad shit is allowed.
Still shit, but 18:5 says, and I will bring a morsel of bread, you may refresh your heart. After that, you may pass by insomuch as you have come to your servant. They said, do as you have said.
Is a morsel of bread referring to shoe bread?
Yes. When Jacob escaped from Esau, that's where the recipe was first lost.
Bert, do you have any more questions?
We've trounced him as an evil overdoer so fully.
Have you recovered?
Have you recovered? Have you recovered?
Yeah.
You got
yes,
you.
I've recovered. Yes, yes.
You big old manly God, you come on back up in here. Let's see what's going on.
Are the halls of Amenti another name for the ether referenced in chapter 28
no.
of Revelation?
No.
Can we create the ethers using our thought in the angelic realm?
Not your thought in the angelic realm. Thought doesn't create.
Imagination projection?
Words.
Words create. Very good. You sure okay. did.
Not imagination projection, Sarah. It doesn't have to be that big a syllable.
That's right.
Just
words. Words.
What is it about words that creates? Is it the vibratory frequency or is it what else?
The word is. The word is what? It's the line that stands. The word sets the mark. It's what your mind says is.
It's your being. Yeah. It's eternal being.
Yeah. That's everything is.
Not
and the only thing you say is what is. So if we were fatalists, we'd say it already is worked out. But then in the land that your grandchildren knew, you'd know that, wouldn't you?
It's utterance as utterance, or uttering as uttering.
Yeah, do you think Pharaoh knew that his heart was going to grow hard, but he didn't heed them? Exodus 7:13, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, as the Lord had said.
And you asked if he foresaw that condition. I would say he didn't.
Correct. He didn't, but Exodus 7:14 did, because then the waters became his blood.
When his heart was hardened, was that when he was separated from his power as well?
Yeah.
Change in the blood.
Yes, yes, yes.
The first place where the waters became blood, then you have to look back to where Moses' riches was Pharaoh's hardened heart. Do you see? So that the blood reference, when the water turns to blood, that's when you get rid of all, we would jokingly call it all the hydrogen.
Ah.
Hydrogen. Hydrogen. That's when the hydrogen goes all crazy. And sometimes it makes frogs.
Well, that sounds like oxidizing and rusting and making red
but oxidation is going to be undone with the hydrogen.
That's why the water has to become blood.
In the transition.
Yeah.
It's almost like we go through the opposite in the Herxheimer healing crisis transition of what will eventually flip then into the opposite.
Herky Berky. Herky Berky.
Also, McLuhan.
Who?
McLuhan.
Say that. Don't go there.
Never heard of
oxidation. What's the theme here?
The back and forth thing of too much oxygen causes oxidation. We're getting more hydrogen. In the shift of more hydrogen, the oxidation will all burn off, but in doing that, it'll cause a lot of rusting, which will look like blood.
How did that come up, that topic?
It came from the magician in Egypt, the enchantment. 722 exit. Don't miss it. Be there.
During this process, is this when the pH of the body gets more acidic?
This pH is not going to get more acidic. You're going to have a negative pH.
What are we going to call a negative pH?
What would you like to call a negative pH?
Electricity.
No.
More carbon? Hydrogen.
Pure potential.
Redux.
Change in polarity.
Ooh, reflux.
Isn't that like GERD's disease?
Okay, hold it, guys.
Go ahead, Bob.
I have to ask a question. I think this person had this last week. I just noticed it. So Sherry says, hi, Bob. Can I ask Ian a question about my brother that I was asking Dr. Dean but did not get through on Monday? And some more questions about me. I was listening in for the last 5 weeks online or in silent. I'm working on the courage to talk live in the call. Thinking about talking live with Ian and you, Bob, making me a little nervous. Hope when I get a chance to talk, I know how to ask a question. Okay, so I'm going to bring up the question.
That's so sweet. Stop right there. Call in right now. Come on, call in right now, and we'll keep Bob off of you. And we'll just love you up, honey.
This message might have been written an hour ago. I can't tell how to read the timing.
There ain't no time. Go ahead.
So she says, dear Dr. Dean, I want to ask you a question for my brother. About 18 years ago, my brother had a stroke causing a blood clot in his brain that blocked the movement on his left side of his body. His left arm, hand, and leg are completely stiff and cannot move. He is healthy in general, has no other health issues except he cannot use his left side of his body. He's still very young. He got the stroke when he was 28, and he's 46 now. So I wonder if REMAG would help to relate his muscles to gain movement to his left side of his body. When RNA is available for order again, I will order and try a bottle for my brother to take. Thank you, Dr. Dean, for your insight. So you have a question to answer on that one, Carolyn?
Magnesium sure helps right after a stroke. They're doing IV magnesium for that sort of thing, and REMAG is as good as IV. But even after the fact, it can help. But I'm sure along with RNA drops, the two of them together would be very, very useful. And I'd include the others, too, the Reline and the Relight.
Renew on the palm of his hand and the palm of his feet. Put him on a copper bed. Put a sheet of copper under his bed. Put him on everything else. Back up.
He would not be lying on the copper. The copper would be under the mattress.
That's correct. There should be a complete between him and the ground, between him. And this is after you've done. Don't go with what we say. Only what Dr. Dean says first. After that, then you put copper. Make sure there's a complete copper barrier between his body and the earth when he's asleep.
The second question from Trina. I have a friend who has a tumor in her femur bone.
That's great fun. It's a calcified grapefruit.
They found it while taking a CAT scan and MRI of her back discs that are in bad shape. They said they are not going to take a biopsy because she's not in pain. She's just started REMAG, Relight, and RNA drops. You think this will help? What would you do about this tumor issue? Thank you.
I would enjoy it. Don't let them take a biopsy of it. It's not necessary. And good.
What do you say, Carol?
Well, tumors are interesting things, you know, the way people create them and the whys of it. So I always say to people, it's good for people to do the total biology to figure out what pattern in them is allowing them to create that as a reaction to their life and as the body's attempt to deal with the conflict that they've created. So if you go about it...
We say, it's about the pancreas, and she's got a hyperactive pancreas. It's causing her bone marrow to be aggregately invasive, and it'll pass once she balances it.
Yeah, and ornate drops will help all that.
Also, she needs a little extra of the methionine because her problem then secretly comes in the hypothalamus. So she's a little bit hypo also. And we love thin thyroid, but Carolyn Dean says that's like the kiss of death. So
you don't require it when you take Relight for the most part.
See?
So what's the point?
Okay. We got it. That's what we say. So go by what she says, no question. And make your hypo regular, and that will also assist in the body's. This is a symptom. What Dr. Dean is saying is it's a symptom. If you care enough to ask all this, then you should care enough to get the answer to the question. And the answer to the question is from the pancreas, overactive. Get your hypo fixed within your hypothalamus, and your thyroid working right, and your body will normally take care of that because you're a little manic. You didn't say maniacal, there's that too sometimes, but you're a little manic.
I got an interesting email from a McLuhanite. They're showing McLuhan's old coach house in Toronto on the St. Michael's campus, which is part of University of Toronto. And on his old coach house, there's some weird design that someone scribbled on the side door. It basically looks like the word Mars, which was Marshall McLuhan's nickname, with a fish eating the M of M-A-R-S. Ion, I haven't read all their correspondence, but I want to bug the fuck out of them by telling them, bring Ion into the conversation. These are people who hate us. Putting that aside, what is the symbol, the fish and Mars? Whoever did it, what was their intention, Ion?
They were trying to say that Ixus had overcome the tyranny from Heem. And the man from Mars that the meeting was message was the very chemical that the priest that they so love to have their phalluses sucked by is the very one that they are trying to protect. But we think they do protect too much because if you take the very essence, who Marshall McLuhan was right, religious, if that's a word you could even use, but he gave respect and blah, 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 crap, stuff, whatever that is, mass, miss, mass, bus, something. He did all that shit. And
Neil.
It's tilt, tuck, and tight. That's what it is.
Tilt, tuck, and tight? I would type all that out, but I can't make out half what Ian's saying. So if anybody heard that, would you please type it
still,
out? No, the whole thing, the whole thing. Right. Now, you're saying Ixus. I've seen that. That's a Greek god, Ixus or something.
Ixus. Yes, that's the fish.
Ixus.
It's related.
It sounded really good.
Which, is that actually the way that Christians or Essenes or Noahid ones would draw a half in the sand with their foot? I mean, if it was like a code to a fellow member that they could complete the fish, or is that just heretic?
Well, it's interesting, but no.
Ian, who made the design?
The Sanhedrin.
But that would be a professor?
Yes.
Employed at the University of Toronto?
Previously.
Did they know Marshall McLuhan?
No, they did not.
Do they like Marshall McLuhan?
Marshall McLuhan didn't even like Marshall.
I know, but did they like Marshall's work, or are they trying to insult him with this?
It's not an insult. They're just basically saying that God ate Marshall.
Why is God a fish?
Well, right, exactly. It's a simple problem.
Hey, Sandra, getting back to that individual who you suggested that they put the copper underneath them, you're not suggesting that the copper be grounded to the earth. You're leaving it on the earth, right?
That's correct. It doesn't have to connect. Doesn't have to connect to the earth. But we want a barrier. We need to take the barrier away. He's very grounded. And so the copper between the ground and him will allow the body to make reparation, because you don't want that blood clot to go and do bad things. But change it. It'll change. Just like any fast-acting necrosis, what's happening is it's all that pathway has to be rewrote. See, we say it's not a thinking man's game, so we don't have to think about this. We just have to allow the ability to have that to flow. And it also will help because he's wildly drawn to static electricity, and the copper will actually be a little more of a bitter hedge of protection. It doesn't have to be anodized copper, just some copper.
We're looking at a partial Faraday cage?
We just want copper. We don't care if you lay copper pipes down. We just want copper between him and the ground when he sleeps.
And that's going to
all the doctor Green said to do.
And that's going to increase what?
It's not going to increase anything.
It's going to decrease something, though.
Lower the
anything. It's lower going to protect his body as if reparation in a non-grounding visceral position. We have to take old, rotten flesh and make it movable again. You can't do that. If you ground it, that's what you do with that kind of stiffed up, yimpy shit. You cut it off and put it in the ground. Well, they want to save it, so we have to separate it from the earth. So to separate it, you put a barrier or a hedge. Goshen is a protected land. The copper will provide a veil between he and the ground that his limbs would be cast to otherwise.
Would this help people that are paralyzed also?
Yes, yes, Dr. Dean, because we'd say ashes to ashes and sleep to dust, is what we'd say.
And the watermelon hay.
No, fuck me hard in watermelon hay. That was some moon unit business.
A Faraday cage, doesn't it kind of keep out radio waves?
Yeah, certain electromagnetic waves.
Yeah, right. So the grounding to Earth is not radio waves. It's what? Earth is what, negative?
If you look at the sun as the anode and the Earth as the cathode.
No, I'd put it the other way around. Sun's cathode, Earth, anode.
Ion, from your knowing, what would you say about this situation?
Neither apply.
There's not a flow of energy from the sun to the earth?
No. There's not.
No, because we just went through it came from us, Andrew.
Right.
So we're the flow.
Yes.
If the power flows from us, then what's the purpose of the copper plate?
The ocean is a protected place. The copper will be a veil of protection from his body to the ground.
Could you explain why energy is not a useful concept in terms of, I guess, health,
athletics? Because you don't even know what it is. You don't even know what it is. You still think magnets attract.
No,
they only repel.
Give us your definition of energy.
There is no definition of energy. There is no energy.
Energy medicine. It's the main bullshit concept running the world the last 20 years, and there isn't any.
Isn't energy like chi?
Chi is a flow.
So there is a flow, and you would call everything just flow from one to another.
Is it the switchgear function?
Very good. We like to switch gears. But if you're going from utility into backup or a different categorized flow of electricity, a switchgear is one that transfers polarity in a phase, like for municipalities. It's how you charge a grid, and a switchgear is used for that function. Now, that's beautiful, and that's probably the closest way, but it's still not a good working definition of energy.
Those words that Bird evoked are better than using the concept energy. That's what you're saying, Ion?
Yes. The joule is the SI unit of energy. So if you're going to do it by the joule, you're going to go it that way. But see, you got to have physics to make that shit work. And that doesn't work.
You didn't finish the joule concept. He said, if we're going to go with joule, what would you say?
It's the SI unit of energy.
The SI what?
Unit.
Unit of energy. It's based on the amount transferred to an object by a mechanical work of moving 1 meter against a force of 1 newton.
That's a SI unit, John?
Yeah.
For 1 watt second.
Well, but see, now you're at time, and you can't run three phase on time.
It's not time, it's timing.
But you're not saying it that way. That's based on an element of time. And it's not time or timing. It doesn't work. Three phase is consistent. It flows. It's not timed element. You don't
Ion, run in a three phase, what's the degree difference in a three phase?
There is no degree. It's the way the energy flows. You have a common ground that runs to itself. The ground is included in the phase. Each phase, three phases, can move into a fourth phase or the super, what I call a super ground. It's what the grid would work from.
What about the flux capacitor concept? Does that fit into what you're talking about?
No, that's thermodynamics.
There's no energy because there's no beginning or ending, so there's nothing to bounce
anything
off.
There's no physics. There's no physics.
And that means there's no wall to bounce off to have a beginning point.
Yeah.
So you're talking about a constant dance. Or dancing going on.
Oh, or maybe you should call it elastic energy.
Elastic energy. But is that a dancing? Is there just dancing of relations going on?
No. Oh, no? But I guess that's how they came up with the electric slide.
So if I wanted to say the energy in the room was very high, is there a better word used instead of energy?
You would say that the potential energy stored by virtue of a position in the room in a force field such as a gravitational, electric, or magnetic field and the thermal energy comprising of the microscopic kinetic and magnetic potential energies of the disordered motions of the particles making up their matter, those specific forms of potential energy would include elastic energy due to the stretching or deformation of solid objects and chemical energy, such as released when a fuel burns.
It's through the kinetic you're talking about.
Can be, yeah. For example, if you add 25 kilowatt hours, 90 megajoules of energy to an object in the form of heat or other form, it increases its mass by 1 microgram.
Okay, so I failed to include chemical energy, so mechanical plus chemical energy.
So then your sun then would then transfer nuclear potential energy, wouldn't it?
Because why?
Well, exactly. If your sun transforms nuclear potential energy to another form of energy, the total mass doesn't decrease due to itself. Because it still has the same total energy, even if it's in a different form. But mass does decrease when energy escapes to outside of its surrounding. What you're calling a potential radiant energy. But the radiant has to be refracted or you'd never feel it.
Did you say refracted?
We did say refracted again, and you keep asking about it, but there's a lens, and we keep saying yes. And then we said that you're standing on the sun. You act as though we're not ever having this conversation. It's amazing. Now, if you're talking about the conservation of energy, Then what happens is you're talking about a whole different conversation because you got to know what it is that you're going to save it. Conservation of energy. You have to know what energy is if you're going to save it. We said there's no energy. Now, we've gone through a lot of words about energy and the electricity. You'd think if everybody wouldn't go to bed tonight without electricity, they'd know at least what it is. Don't nobody know. You have to have another field. You have to have a whole other work. You have to have physics. You have to have all these other things in place before you can even get a working definition of what it might be. And we go, well, that's ridiculous.
Ion, did you say electricity was alive?
It is.
Before? Can you expand on that?
Living organisms require available energy to stay alive.
There is no energy.
Yeah, we didn't say energy. We said available energy.
What about asymmetry? What about charge imbalance?
There is no charge imbalance. There's only lack of ground. There's no charge imbalance. There's only lack of ground.
Ion, do you accept the concept ground?
Yes.
What scientists are advanced expert in some of these areas we're talking about is listening right now and you're directing your answer to?
Pesto.
Pesto. Is he? What country is he in, or she?
Didn't say.
Do you mean Pesto the substance?
You don't know. You don't know what Pesto is. If we told you so, it doesn't matter.
When you talk about ground, can I associate it with the idea of virtual?
Ground is not virtual.
It's like a place of rest in the universe, something like that.
The underlying condition prompting an action, a cause.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm getting at.
Ground for divorce.
As far as I know, the attempts to measure a condition of stillness, absolute stillness, that we could measure all motion against, haven't been able to find it.
Then it would be a large conducting body, such as the Earth or an electric circuit connected to the Earth, used as an arbitrary zero of potential.
Rest to motion. The difference between rest and motion. So that's kinetic energy.
Well, everything is a conducting object such as a wire that is connected to such a position of zero potential.
Who was it?
Jack.